If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I'm Teron Davenport, and what I wanted to do was bring you a bonus podcast today. I wanted to give you an opportunity just to hear the confidence in Josh Huff's voice as he talked about going to see a sports psychologist and how it's helping him elevate his game. So this is an interview from yesterday in the locker room. There's a little bit of other questions from some of the other reporters, but then you'll hear mine at the end. So check it out.
Bring these guys along with us and let them know that regardless of if we drop a ball or if we mess up on a play, just shake it off and we're going to go to the next play. Because not every ball is going to be perfect. We're not going to catch every ball. And it's just part of the game, and we got to understand that we can't beat ourselves up about that. But what I know in this group that we have, the group of receivers we have, I know that at any given time of the game, we can make plays. We can make plays, and I truly wholeheartedly believe that. And we just got to get that out of everybody in the group, and not just myself or not just Jordan. That we know that we can make a play, but everybody got to know that they can make a play. So that comes down to confidence and just being aggressive when the ball is in the air. See why I catch ball, and if you don't, then just forget about it and go on to the next play.
Up until you had those two nice catches against Indy, were you starting to feel some of the pressure about anything in terms of why haven't we seen more Josh Huff in preseason? Why has he been making more contributions? Were you listening to any of the outside criticism?
My first 2 years I was.
Okay.
And that's what led to me not being as productive as I know I can be. Because I wasn't having fun. I was just acting like this is business, which is it is. But at the same time, you got to have fun. You know, I've been playing this game since I was nine. Well, I've been playing organized football since I was nine, but I've been playing this game that I love since knee high. So, you know, this year, my main focus is just stay focused. Don't worry about the outside guys, because they're going to talk whether you have a good game or a bad game. They're going to talk whether you have nine catches or you have two drops. What I know is that my teammates, they believe in me and they trust me. I know my quarterback believes in me and he trusts me. If I do drop a ball, I know that he's going to come back to me, whether it's the next quarter or at the end of the game. I just know that he's going to come back to me. And as far as the last game, that's the last game. I had a good game. Hip, hip, hooray. But at the same time, that's what I expect. That's what I've been expecting. And I just got to continue to build off of that and move forward. I know I'm not going to have one of those games every game this season, but I do know if I go out and perform at a high level and do what I'm supposed to do, then at the end of the day, all I can do is be happy about it. And I'm going to pick my head up in December or January or whenever this thing ends, and I'm going to see the work of this team and the work of my production and see where we are. I'm going to go at it like that.
Now that you've gone through OTA, mini camp, three preseason games, training camp, as you stand here now, is this offense better suited for your style of play compared to what you played in on the chip?
I believe so. Just because Doug and Coach Rich, they do a good job of putting the ball in the playmaker's hands, whether it's myself, Jordan Nelson, Trey Burton. You guys seen the last game where you can't just find one guy. This team is full of playmakers, and at any given time, we can make a play and take the game over. I'm just ready. I'm ready for the challenge coming forward, just ready to let loose.
Thank you, man.
As far as the confidence side of things, just the mental part of the game, at what point, was there a point where the mentality went from, okay, I can't drop this ball, to I'm just going to catch it?
Yeah. I've been talking to a psychiatrist about things like that because I have been too hard on myself with drop balls. But I also know that drop balls is going to happen in this league. It's this long season, 16 games. So you're not going to go 16 games without any drop balls. And that's what I got. That's what I had to realize, but also I had to realize that I just had to go out and have fun. And I mean, I have this thing where I go by now, where before the game, before practice, I walk out on the field and I just collect my thoughts. I envision myself making plays. I envision myself dropping balls sometimes. But at the same time, when I see the ball in the air, I'm thinking catch the ball. But if it don't happen that way, then it just don't happen that way. I got to shake it off and go back to the huddle and let the quarterback know, come back to me. Just let me know, you know, that I'm going to be all right. I don't need the quarterback to tell me that, but I know that I'm going to be all right. I can't just dwell on a drop ball, because if I dwell on a drop ball, that's just going to continue to happen. I mean, the media, they make a big deal about drop ball, especially with this group. We understand what we got to do. We don't need guys to continue to question us about drop balls or anything like that. As professionals, we know what we got to do. But also, as just players, we got to have fun and love the game, love this game, and the rest is going to take care of itself.
How long ago did you start going to a sports psychologist?
It just started. I did it some last year, but it didn't too much help me. But the guy that I got now, he's amazing. He's helped me elevate my game that much more.
Did your pregame routine of visioning yourself doing successful things, did that come from this psychologist, or was that something?
Definitely. I mean, it's come from this psychologist, but I've also been doing it. I just got away from it. Especially when I got here and just started to pay attention to the outside things, that definitely threw me off my game, and I wasn't able to focus the way I know I can focus. So, my main thing right now is just to focus. My head is down. I'm not worrying about the outside or anything like that. I know what I can do at this level. It's just about doing it consistently and being reliable.
Yesterday, I asked Sam about your confidence, mm-hmm. especially on that slant when mm-hmm. you caught it and took you 30-plus yards. Do you feel that your confidence is allowing you to catch the football more comfortably and get those yards after catch?
Definitely. Getting open is not an issue for me. I don't believe so, just because I'm so explosive. But I also know that I'm going to reach my match, but at the same time, I'm not gonna let a one-on-one matchup get to me. I know that this defense. I know that there's some great corners in this conference, in this division, and I'm looking forward to that matchup coming this season. I'm really looking forward to that matchup. But as far as the confidence thing, I just know that once I step in between those lines, I gotta know that I gotta be the best player that I can be, that nobody can stop me, which I highly believe. But at the same time, I know that I'm gonna lose some reps here and there. But at the same time, you're also going to know that I'm coming back at you with all my force to let you know that I'm going to be here for the rest of the game. I'm just
ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
I really like the way he said that he's ready to go. And just when he said that, man, he smiled and he just shook his head. And you could feel the energy. And that's what you want to feel. And I think that the mindset has actually changed for him. Going through training camp from the beginning to now, I think the mindset really has changed for him. And just that confidence, man, it is so crucial. It's so important. So much of the game of football is played in between your temples, man, with your mind. It's such a mental game. And sometimes when you feel like you could really do anything, you will go out there and do anything on the football field. So I expect big things from Josh Huff. I'm not saying 1,000 yards, 80 catches or whatnot, but I expect a productive season out of him, and I think you're really going to start to see the playmaker that he is more consistently. So, again, I wanted to bring you this interview so you could hear it directly from Josh Huff and feel the vibe that he's putting off. And this is different. As you guys know, I've talked to him numerous times, and this conversation that I had really gave me the best feeling that he is primed for a successful season. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing works out, right, wrong, or indifferent. The guy is definitely out to prove that he is worthy of a third-round pick and that he belongs in the NFL. So I can't wait to see this whole receiving corps do what they could do. Hopefully it'll be a productive season. If not, hey, I mean, at the end of the day, they have to be held responsible. So these guys, I think, will go out and do their thing. That's it, folks. Like I said, a bonus edition. Wanted to bring you the interview. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to check out the work at theeagleswire.usatoday.com, at @TDavenport_NFL on Twitter. And please subscribe to this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, on the Locked On Eagles, rather, the Locked On Sports Podcast Network. Audio Boom. Check us out.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.